Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Tuesday, November 27th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 162, the second paragraph. Someday we hope, through three paragraphs ending with willingness, patience, and labor. And the comments will be on all those paragraphs. Today's readers are for the 12 Steps, Penny L.C., for the 12 Traditions, Jody E.Q., and the readers of the text are Mary Jane Z. and Sherry K.B. The share ID for Monday, November 26th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 12,225. That's 12225. And for today's and for Tuesday, today, November 27th, at 7 a.m., Eastern Time meeting earlier this morning was 12,228. That's 12228. A lot of twos in there. Okay. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Penny L.C. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Mo. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening, as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
Thank you, Penny L.C., and I will now ask Jody E.Q. to read the 12 traditions. Jody.
Good morning, Mo and everybody. This is Jody E.Q., gratefully recovered in California. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Jody EQ. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on the topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 162, starting with the second paragraph. Someday we hope, reading through three paragraphs ending with willingness, patience, and labor, and the comments will be on all those paragraphs. And I will now ask Mary Jane Z to get us started. Mary Jane.
Good morning, Mo. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Hey, good morning, my fellows from the great state of Kentucky. I'm going to start with, someday we hope that every alcoholic who journeys will find a fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous at his destination. To some extent, this is already true. Some of us are salesmen and go about little clusters of two and threes and five of us have sprung up in other communities through contact with our two larger centers. Those of us who travel drop in as often as we can. This practice enables us to lend a hand, at the same time avoiding certain alluring distractions of the road about which any traveling man can inform you. And the asterisk reads, written in 1939, in 2013, there are over 114,000 groups. There is AA activity in approximately 170 countries with an estimated membership of over 2 million. Thus, we grow, and so can you. Though you be but one man with this book in your hand, we believe and hope it contains all you will need to begin. We know what you are thinking. You are saying to yourself, I'm jittery and alone. I couldn't do that, but you can. You forget that you have just now tapped a source of power much greater than yourself. To duplicate with such backing what we have accomplished is only a matter of willingness, patience, and labor. Wow. So I'm going to focus on first, and Mo, if you'll time me, I'm usually brief, but there's so much in here. The middle paragraph, and so can you, though you be but one man with this book. Last year I did a big book step study, and the leader had us open to the front piece where it says Alcoholic Anonymous, and he said, write this in the front of your book. This is a treasure map. Follow the trail precisely, and spiritual awakening awaits. And that's exactly what that paragraph is talking about. There is a power in this book. But, you know, I was that person. I'm jittery and alone. I can't do this. But I reached out to someone else. And that what it says there, thus we grow. We don't have to do this alone. We get to be part of a fellowship. And through that fellowship, we're introduced to the power that's greater than ourselves. And we can do amazing things. I'm on this line talking to you right now. There's no way I could have done that a year ago. But I just keep remembering. And I'm always reminded by the example of my fellows before me that I can do this, that there is a power greater than me that allows me the choices if I'm willing, patient, and I'm willing to put forth the effort. And there is effort involved. And the first paragraph, I think about, you know, the little clusters and visiting places. I get to travel quite often, and I used to travel, and I would extensively research the places that serve the best breakfast and the best desserts. And I spent a lot of time doing that and then visiting those places and just enjoying the heck out of it. And now...
Oops. Mary Jane, we lost you. I don't know what happened. Oh, my.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yes, you're back.
Okay. I don't know where I went. Anyway, I used to go to all those cities and research food. And now, before I go, I research meetings. And I always try to drop into a meeting and see how I can be of service and meet my fellows. And if I don't know where a meeting is, well, our wonderful member list has a listing of the states, and I can contact people that way and say, hey, I'm coming to town. Does anybody live near where I'm going to be? And it's been wonderful to meet up with my fellows. So if you're new on the line, don't hesitate anymore. This is the real deal. Spiritual freedom awaits, and a whole new way of life. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary Jane Z. And I'll now remind everybody that we're on page 162, starting with the second paragraph, someday we hope, through three paragraphs, ending with willingness, patience, and labor. The comments on all those paragraphs, and I'll now take names of those who'd like to share.
Freya H.
Sunny H. Was that? Nope.
Freya H.
Donna H.
Donna B.
Oh, Donna B. Okay. And then I heard
Freya H.
Freya, I got you, Freya.
Patty T.
Sunny
P.
S.
Sunny S.
Melanie C.
Melanie.
Cindy D.
Cindy D. One more. Okay, I have Donna B., Freya, I didn't get your last initial, Patty T., Sunny S., or F., it could be, Melanie C. and Cindy D. Okay, Donna.
This is Donna B. calling in from Denver, Colorado. Can I be heard?
Yes, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. So grateful to be abstinent today, especially because of the vulnerability that I felt last night. This line, I'm jittery and alone, I couldn't do that. I'm scheduled to go to Philadelphia tomorrow. So it's a day of traveling and then a meeting all day Thursday for work and then return back Thursday evening. And I get very jittery about work-related travel. And this line, but you can. You forget that you have just now tapped a source of power much greater than yourself. Last night, I spoke to my sponsor, And after I could see that I was just swirling myself into more and more confusion about whether there was any possibility that I could cancel the trip, I made the commitment not to eat, not to think. I read a fiction novel and went to bed at a reasonable hour with the intention of praying this morning. And this line, but you can. You forget that you've just now tapped a source of power much greater than yourself, is so reassuring. It's so reassuring to know that I can go out into the world and do the things that are hard for me, that when I am reliant on myself, I can do it, but it always comes at a cost, especially the cost of exhaustion. But when I remember, because I so easily forget, but when I remember that there not only is there a power that does exist, but a power that I can access, a whole world of possibility opens up for me. And I'm just so grateful for that reminder and for the opportunity to be able to share that on the lines with you. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. Freya, have your last initial. You're next, followed by Patty T.
Thank you. This is Freya H. in Colorado.
H in there somewhere. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to share. I'm a compulsive eater and bulimic in Colorado. And there was a lot in these paragraphs that came to mind. And one is that if, you know, before being introduced to this book, I kind of took it piecemeal, like I was introduced, you know, I took things out of context and it really didn't make sense to me. And so when I see that last paragraph that we read here, you know, saying, you know, you be what one man with this book in your hand, we believe and hope it contains all you will need to begin. I could read that and think, oh, I'm supposed to just do this myself. I'm supposed to just take this book and do it. But if I go back, it says, it talks all about getting connected and finding the fellowship and, you know, going about and traveling and connecting with other people. So that's really important that it's sending me this message that, yes, all I need, I don't need some, you know, some grand structure. Like all I need is here. But I don't do it alone. I do need my fellows to guide me and to support me and to, you know, to offer mutual support, because that's clearly what the steps tell me. And I love that line, you know, like, we know what you were thinking. It's just, it kind of, that gives me pause of like, oh, wow, how many times in this book have I, you know, had my thoughts expressed in the, you know, in different ways here, and like, oh, we know what you're thinking. You know, this was written by someone who gets you, and to have that be a line in the book is very reassuring for me. And that idea that, you know, you forget, you have just now tapped a source of power much greater than yourself. I think that's such a, you know, like my default is self-reliance. My default is, I got to do this. I got to figure it out. I got to self-will. I got to muscle through. I, you know, rely on my human intelligence and other forms of human aid. It's like, oh, right. Yeah, I forget because I'm human and I have a power source and I'm just learning, you know, like I'm just becoming awakened to the vastness of that power source. So I get to be reminded again and again, and that's totally okay. And that all I need is willingness, patience, and labor. And so, yes, that it is, there is labor involved. It's not like I just sit back, but it's not like I need some magic, or for me, it was very much like, give me the checklist. I'm going to do the checklist and then I'll be okay. And that was totally self-reliance. There was no room for higher power there. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to share. And I'm grateful to get to be part of this fellowship and be in recovery today, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Freya H. Patty T., followed by Sonny F.
Hi, thank you, Mo, for your service, and oh gosh, hi everybody. This is Patty T. from Southern California, recovered by the grace of God today. You know, these paragraphs remind me of the beginning of the book. It says we all the way through, we and us. There's nothing about, well, I, you know, someday I hope that, you know, well, I go about, you know, there's none of that. It's thus we grow, and so can you. Though you be but one man with this book in your hand, we believe and hope it contains all you need to begin. And then it talks about what we've accomplished is only a matter of willingness, patience, and labor. And this is so profound and touching to me, because yesterday that was my prayer to my higher power. You know, give me the willingness, the patience, and the and the ability to do what I need to do today. You know, and I don't know. I just feel like, you know, that I'm jittery and alone. I couldn't do that. That's my old thinking. You know, today I have a group of people to connect with who can help me learn how to think differently, how to let go of all that old dishonest thinking and have a new life. And I really feel that. And anyway, thank you. I'm happy to pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty T. Sonny F., followed by Melanie C. Is it Sonny? Is that how I pronounce it?
Hi, this is Sonny S. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Awesome. So it's actually spelled S-A-N-N-E, and the last initial is S. S as in,
yes.
I don't know, Sevilla.
Okay.
Spanish.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, too. Thank you for the opportunity to share. I'm going to focus on the very last sentence where it says willingness, patience, and labor. And now I actually really like the word patience, because it really does take that, you know, for me to work my program. And when I think about the patience that I needed to, you know, even have with myself around the character defects that still keep coming up and that I need to pray every day, you know, to have them removed. And one of them is perfectionism. At this point in my life, I am getting to know my stepdaughter, and I've never had children before. I've never dealt with a two-year-old before. And so there's definitely like a learning curve there, you know, and in regards to like me being able to receive feedback, like, you know, don't leave the cream outside because, you know, the kid can like eat it. Things like that is feedback that I've been receiving. And it's hard, you know, it's hard for me not to have patience around the fact that I need to, you know, learn slowly, and I'm going to make mistakes. And it happens with, you know, so many different areas in my life where I'm not just going to have things perfect. And so, you know, I have to pray to my higher power to say, you know what, grant me patience around this character defect of perfectionism, you know, and even like have it removed. But it's not going to be removed just tomorrow, you know, just like a lot of other character defects. Like sometimes I lash out when I'm angry, you know, it's just like a matter of praying to get it removed and having patience with myself and not going into a whole cycle, you know, of shame or of I'm doing something wrong. I'm just human. I'm doing program to the best of my ability. And, you know, it takes willingness, it takes labor, you know, even in praying, even in having consistent effort, you know, positive effort in changing and, you know, doing this program and letting go and trusting. And then, yeah, I mean, involving patience. So really resonated with this at this point in my life. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonny F. Melanie C., followed by Cindy D. Melanie.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater calling in from Oregon. I'm looking at this, and they're talking about just when they were young, you know, and they're a fledgling meeting, and how are we going to move this out, and what is our responsibility, and they're finding ways in which to move outside of Akron and outside of New York, places and ways. But it tells me a lot, for me personally, a lot about the personal responsibility. So my mind goes to OA's primary purpose, OA's preamble, the responsibility pledge, places in which I can continue to enlarge this thing that's happened to me, it's a glorious, glorious thing that came into me. I tried all that I could do with the ideas that I had, and some of them, you know, may have been okay and pretty good. It still ended me up here in these rooms, those ideas did. And so I'm hearing about this responsibility pledge, and it took quite a leap of faith. It took quite a leap of faith to believe that I could, through all of the character defects that continue to pop up, be helpful to anybody. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, if anybody saw. Well, I think they did. I think there's some witnesses out here today. How I sponsored in the beginning, and I don't have to sponsor like that anymore. God has been so faithful to temper me, and so there's something to give away. But my sponsor reminded me that if I can step aside and not do this alone, just duplicate. Just duplicate it, Melanie. What were you taught? And duplicate that. And then it doesn't become a little bit muddy or hybrid, according to Melanie. It becomes usable, and someone else can utilize it because it has such backing to it. It reminds me of the first pages where it says they don't want to change any part of this. You know, they have a strong sentiment against changing any part of this. And in the rooms of a vision for you, I see it as a classroom. I get to come in here and practice. Unfortunately, for some of our sponsorees, it might not have been as pleasant as I would like it to have been, but I learned from it, and I'm continuing to move forward, and God has locked the door behind me. So when I try the door to get out, because I've failed even in these rooms so much, or at least I think, he says, turn around and learn some more. Turn around and learn some more and give some more away. You know, we get newcomers on this line every single day, and this meeting is so vastly broad and far-reaching. It's all about the opportunity every single day. Willingness, patience, and labor. Consider labor if you've ever gone through it. But the other side of that labor is that tremendous gift. It's worth it. Thanks for the reminder, and now I'll pass.
Thank you, Melanie C. Cindy D., and then after Cindy D., I'm going to take some more names.
Good morning, Mel.
Good morning. No, we'll
good
have
morning,
Cindy
Mel.
D. Yeah, we'll have Cindy D. share first, and then we'll take the names after Cindy. Thank you. Yeah, Cindy, go ahead.
Thanks, Mo. Good morning. This is Cindy D., gratefully recovered in Texas. And I so appreciate all the shares today. I'm just loving everything that I'm hearing. And you know, I went through a couple of weeks where I had some family illness going on, and I'm doing a lot of service with my family. And I found myself, you know, a bit pulled away or distracted from working my program the same way that I had been. And it caught up with me eventually over a couple of days. And I found the obsession creeping in a little bit. And, you know, I talked to some fellows, talked to my sponsor, and really realized that I was in a bit of self-reliance and not doing, you know, the outreach that I had gotten used to doing and so cherished, and not being at as many meetings and not even doing the meditation that I had. It's a wake-up call for me and a reminder that, you know, the power greater than me is there, and that I have tapped into it, and I need to continue to tap into it every day. So it is about, you know, the willingness to hear the messages when they come and the willingness to do the work and the patience with myself to understand that I am human and my self-will is still there and I have to continue to work at it every single day. I'm just so grateful that there's so many of you on the line that share your experience with me as I continue to learn and grow in my program. And I just, you know, the heaviness that I felt those few days where I felt disconnected was just really difficult. It was unmanageable. And, you know, the grace of God to be with me and to bring me back, and my fellows who I reached out to and connected to, you know, it worked. I'm back and I'm feeling good and I'm feeling strong, but I'm going to remember that I can't rest when things are good. I have to continue to work. And I love what I heard about, you know, duplicating what we've gotten. That's, you know, what I really want to be able to do. And all I can duplicate is what I know and what I've experienced. So I'm just very grateful today, and I'm happy to hear so many wonderful shares, and I thank you for the opportunity for me to share. And I pass, Mo. Thanks.
Thank you, Cindy D. Let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 162, the second paragraph, Someday We Hope, through three paragraphs, ending with willingness, patience, and labor. And the comments are on all three. And I'll now take some names of those who'd like to share.
Carrie
R.
Gina R.
Karen R. and Sherry K. B.
Donna W.
Donna W.
And Beatrice O.
Beatrice O.
Gina R.
Barbara E.
Okay, Barbara E. And Gina, was it R?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Beatrice O. Let's stop there.
Rebecca.
Okay, I'll take you, Rebecca. We'll see if we can.
Rebecca D. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, we'll stop there. Whew. Okay, I have Karen R., Sherry KB, Donna W., Beatrice. Oh, I have Beatrice down twice. Beatrice O., Gina R., and Rebecca. You gave me your last initial, but I forgot. Okay, stop my timer here. All right, Karen R., followed by Sherry KB. Karen, press star 1 to unmute. I thought I heard a Karen.
It was Carrie S.
Oh, sorry. Carrie.
No worries. Hi. Thank you. This is Carrie S., recovered in Golden, Colorado. So grateful to be on the line. And the little clusters of twos and threes, I'm remembering back a couple of years ago, the first time I shared on the line, it was about this reading. And today, the way that is showing up for me is looking at how I can be of maximum service to my local face-to-face meeting here in Colorado, because it has gone from being a greater number. Now it's kind of dwindling down to little clusters of twos and threes. But I want so badly to duplicate some of the other stronger meetings that we have locally here. And the leap of faith that I'm taking is to move on handing out some of the OA literature to local doctor's offices, that another member was so kind enough to put together a little spreadsheet for me here in my town of some doctors that I can go to. And so I can take that action my pledge, my responsibility to carry the message, and hopefully it can guide some still suffering individuals to the face-to-face meetings, so that the energy can grow and people can get what has been offered to me. And that is that this big book, this little chip of a book, really has come to life, and it is a living textbook that has guided me to my understanding of my higher power, and allows me to say the sick man's prayer for myself and for others when I get disturbed. So just wanting to disconnect and show up and say that, just for today, grateful to have the mental obsession down, that the food is quiet, and so grateful to just to be going through the steps again, and just seeing how beautiful this program is. So thanks to everybody out there in your service. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Carrie F. Sherry KB, followed by Donna W. Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovery compulsive reader. Thank you so much for your service, Mo, and everybody on the line, and welcome newcomers. And I love these paragraphs also. I've traveled a lot in recovery and been to various meetings, like on a sailboat in Little Cayman, and I've been on an Indian reservation in Canada, and I've been to, I put a recovery chip in the Wailing Wall in Israel, and then I was at a convention with 4,000 other people for another fellowship, and right next to me sat a person from OA. Out of 4,000 people, God put me next to somebody like that, and that just is amazing in carrying this message. And I can do that especially when I travel, to avoid the places I used to go binge at, been replaced by meetings. That's amazing to me. And it tells me that I can have this, and I continue to grow, and so can you. And it says, that, you know, even though if you feel alone and jittery, but you're not, you know, because you can do this. I know that from what I think of is on page 62, that it reminds me of how I am, you know, God's agent. He's my principal. I'm his agent. He's the director. You know, I'm his employee. And that, you know, I'm never alone anymore because I've got this power flowing in me that gives me peace of mind and joy, and that I can carry that to other people, and that I never have to be alone again as long as I carry this message, not Sherry's message, but this message of this book. I'm never alone, and that's the beauty of it, working these steps, being of service to other people, taking people through this book. I do feel guided and directed, and I do believe this book is divinely inspired, and it does carry great depth and weight to me. And, you know, I've had experiences with face-to-face meetings where they've started strong and they've died down, and the old me would have walked away, but I haven't walked away. I keep going, and I keep praying, and I'm not going to give up. That's what I do know is keep going, don't give up, keep praying, and do this work, and I know that my higher power is going to put in front of me what I need to do. I've had some experiences this year where people have walked away, and it's made me very sad, some very strong people, and you know what? There's nothing I can do. All I can say is I can be there, make a 12-step call, be of service, and keep doing what I've been doing and not to give up. And that, you know, I am never alone. I have my higher power with me all the time, and I take you guys with me wherever I go. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Donna W., followed by Beatrice O. Donna.
Hi, Donna W., calling in from Palo Alto, California. So grateful for my abstinence and to be recovered for today and to be one of many. And it's just amazing. Like, they had hoped that AA would be hundreds strong. It's just amazing that, you know, not just AA. AA is millions strong, but all the 12-step programs, I don't even know. It's just amazing. So it just gives me hope to be one of many today. I don't have to do anything alone. And I'm feeling a bit jittery and alone in my relationship with my husband lately. And it's good today to remember I can tap into a source of power much greater than myself, and that I just need some willingness, patience, and labor. It's really good to know. You know, my old thinking would be black and white, like, I'm out of here. But now it's like, hey, higher power, what do you have for me? What do you want for me? And my higher power is telling me to lean in. And, you know, I know how I can pray for my husband, and I know how to do 10 steps for myself and make outreach calls and, like, to be, like, you know, open and honest with what's going on. And I'm praying to be God-centered and God-reliant and God-seeking today rather than self-seeking, self-centered, self-reliant, and my husband, you know, trying to look to my husband to fulfill all of me. So I'm so glad that my husband does not have to be my higher power today, and that I have other options. So thank you so much. And one other thing, I'm planning to go to the OA birthday party. I don't know if folks are pitching it, but there's the OA birthday party January 18th through 20th in LA, and I hope to see a lot of you there. Thanks, and I pass.
Thank you, Donna W. Beatrice O, followed by Gina R. Beatrice? Press star 1, Beatrice. We can't hear you.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, this is Beatrice O from Los Gatos, California. And the line that says you forget that you have just now tapped into a source of power much greater than yourself. I have to tap into that source every morning. I'm newly abstinent again after a 10-year relapse. I have 30 days today. And I feel really connected to my higher power. I know that I'm protected and loved, and he provides me with strength and courage, but that I still feel a little of that jitteriness and aloneness, but I have to focus on my higher power. You know, I've always been a kind of a scaredy cat, and you know, I also can't forget that I'm a compulsive overeater. And in my morning meditation, I have to ask my, this is what I have planned, and then ask God what his plan for me is today. I feel like I go to a medical eating disorders group every Monday, and everyone is always struggling in this group, and it's really hard for me to, I can't really talk about Overeaters Anonymous, and it's really, I get afraid to advertise or not advertise, but to talk much about OA because I'm large, and I feel like, you know, I think if I had someone talking to me about Overeaters Anonymous and they were, you know, 100 pounds overweight, I wouldn't be listening. So, you know, I just have to trust my higher power that he'll use me to help others and carry the message. But I think for me, I have to remember that I have a power much greater than myself, and I can't even believe that I'm abstinent. So I'm so grateful, and thank you for letting me share. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Beatrice O. Gina R., followed by Rebecca. Gina R.?
Hi, Mo. Thank you so much. This is Gina R., gratefully recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, and I'm a compulsive eater living in Green Valley, Arizona. The part that really jumped out to me was the word labor. And part of my journey and process has been to understand what is appropriate labor or appropriate work. And just like many of the words that we come across, there are multiple meanings to this. And but what was really jumping out at me, and I don't know that this is what they intended here, but for me right now, it's the like childbirth. And I think Melanie may have alluded to that a little bit in her share. And that's what piqued my interest in that aspect of the definition. And I really feel like this process has allowed me to engage in humble labor that's allowing me to labor the birth of who I was meant to be in the very beginning. And so it's this amazing kind of double, maybe even triple meaning for me. And the difference is I don't begrudge it. I used to do a lot of work and, you know, play the martyr role and manipulate people to make it look like, you know, I was getting a lot done and I'm the only one doing anything, and don't you know that I'm the only one who can do this? All the while, you know, stuffing my face because I couldn't handle the intense emotions of just not being comfortable inside my own skin. So what these steps have allowed me to do is to actually understand what my part is, the work I have to do, and then leaving the rest up to my higher power for the results and the outcome. And I'm glad to say that I don't do it perfectly. I do it with a willing heart every morning, and some days it seems or appears flawless, whatever that is, and other days it's pretty messy around the edges. And I'm able to receive all of that and not prefer one or the other. All of it is there to teach me as long as I continue, as this passage also says, to plug into my higher power and let it lead me. Thank you all for being there and have a blessed day. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Gina R. Rebecca, I didn't get your last initial. You're next.
Oh, hi. It's Rebecca T. from
T. Okay.
T as in Tom. Thank you.
Gotcha.
From Central California, Bakersfield. So happy to hear all of you. Love to be here with my fellows. I was thinking of the words willingness, and I have had to have the willingness to pretty much the willingness to say, I know I'm a compulsive overeater. I do not have the answers, and I'm not God. And so putting that aside, then I said, okay, let me now open up my arms, open up my mind for something different, whether I like it or not. And that's what's been so beautiful and hard. That's the work part about showing up for life and showing up for people and showing up for myself, and living these steps every day in honesty and in willingness and in patience and the love. And I've just been learning so many things aside. You know, once I put the food down, I had no idea where this path was going to take me. And it's so encouraging to hear all of you guys and your words of wisdom and your strength and your hope and even your challenges, because it reminds me of where I've been. It reminds me of where I've come from. It reminds me of where I'm going. And it also reminds me of, the gifts that are still to come. So I'm so grateful for newcomers, and I'm so grateful for service. And I also am trying to continue to spread the message through, public information, and to see that if I don't like something or if something's missing, well, maybe I can do something to help it to grow or to change. So that's how I've been able to learn through tolerance of other people and things that, quote, I don't like, or if something's disturbing me, then I realize I just need to turn it around. And I look at myself and I say, okay, well, I grab my higher power and ask him to direct me in how I should behave. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Rebecca T. And we have time for one more share if someone would like to take that.
Elaine B.
Was that Lindy?
Elaine B.
Oh, Elaine. Okay, Elaine, you take it.
Thank you so much. What a privilege. Thank you. So I'm hoping I have the reading right. You've just now tapped into, thus we grow and so can you. One man with this book in hand, we believe and hope it will contain all you need to begin. That's one of the things I like to encourage people who are beginning to sponsor. It's like your personal story, this book and a higher power are all you need in order to help somebody get through these steps. These instructions are so explicit. And whether they get through or whether they don't, that's really not up to us. We're just here to carry the message and to continue to let people know that there is a solution. They got a problem, but there's a solution. And I love that it says you forget you have just now tapped into a source of power much greater than yourself. We need that for sponsorship, but we need that for everyday living too, for family situations, for just for all kinds of situations. And, you know, we just want to remember over and over and over again, we have access to that power if we stay unblocked. And the steps are the way of staying unblocked. And so, let's see. It says to duplicate with such backing what we have accomplished is only a matter of willingness, patience, and labor. And if we persevere, the one promise that I absolutely love in this book is that we will create the community that we crave. You know, just going back to the beginning of working with others, it says, you know, to see people to recover, to see a fellowship grow out about you. This is an experience you do not want to miss. And so I encourage those who are, you know, beginning to sponsor, hang in there. There are periods of time where it feels like, oh, nobody's getting this. Hang in there. If you feel like you're not enough, you're right, you're not enough. We all need a power greater than ourselves to keep the food down one day at a time, to overcome our fears and our resentments, to live rightly in this world, and to do what we were created to do, which is to be of maximum service to God and those about us. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine B. And I want to thank all those who shared and those who gave service this morning, Penny L.C., Jody E.Q., Mary Jane Z., and Sherry K.B. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I'll ask Sherry K.B. to read a vision for you.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy best destiny. May God bless you and keep you until